This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, show's moving fast today. In the News is coming up next. They're burning the ballots. But right now,
they're eating the pets.
Seems normal. Here's Buck.
All right, well, you were just talking about Joe Davis, so let's hear a little bit of that to get the Stockwatch started.
Cortez delivers. Freeman hits the ball to right field. She is gone! Gibby! Meet Freddy! Game one of the World Series!
Gibby, meet Freddy on the call. Of course, hearkening back to Kirk Gibson, 88, off of Eckersley.
Love it.
Buy or sell that this Freddie Freeman home run supplants the Kirk Gibson home run as the new most iconic in Dodgers history?
No. The Gibson is the OG. Gibson had the...
Because of the injury.
The injury, and no offense, but... Nestor Cortez is no Dennis Eckersley was Dennis Eckersley is a Cy Young.
Exactly. He was his time's Mariano Rivera.
Exactly. Nestor looks like he, you know, he works at a pizzeria in Flatbush, you know, on the weekend. So and Freeman, yes, he said his ankle was bothering me. I said it felt pretty good. He had legged out the triple. No, the Gibson one, Gibson wasn't even going to be able to play. And there's the stories of him taking batting cage practice underneath the stadium, and it was so painful people could hear him down the hallway. No. The Gibson one is the OG.
Yeah, I would agree with that. The Kirk Gibson home run is one of the most iconic home runs of all time.
Oh, 100%.
And I'm not sure this Freeman one will be that, although it being a Grand Slam and it being against the Yankees,
yeah, pretty cool. And being the only Grand Slam walk-off in World Series history.
Huge. But the Gibson home run, for those that don't know, you young Sparkies out there, he could not really swing.
He could barely walk.
If you go watch the home run, he kind of just throws his bat at it. Like
he cannot take a full cut.
He couldn't take a full cut, and he hit a home run off the best closer in the game.
They didn't have a choice. They were like, well, we're down to a desperation, so what the hell?
Yeah, Lasorda threw him out there. He wanted to go. Yep. Dude, that was legendary type of stuff. Whereas the Freeman one, legendary, kick-ass, but I don't think it rises to that level.
To move over to college football, where the Ducks bludgeoned another Big Ten opponent.
There's Whittington up the middle, Buster 5-3-2, lowers his hand into the end zone. Whittington will not be denied. Get out of my way! Touchdown, Oregon! Noah Whittington,
slobber knocker, baby, just run over it.
Jerry's getting saucy in there.
Oh, yeah. Jerry and Georgie getting hyped on Noah Whittington running through a safety at the goal line. After the Ducks beat down another Big Ten opponent, buy or sell that they should be the favorite to win the college football national championship right now.
Yeah. I mean, and there's a long way to go, but when I look at the teams and I say who's playing best right now, well, I think it's Oregon. but you know, there's a handful of teams, you know, the Texas and Georgia and certainly Ohio State if they get healthy, but every one of these teams seems to have an issue, and Oregon right now has gotten better each and every week. And since the Boise State game, which they should have lost and they didn't, they have just gotten better and better. I thought they peaked against Ohio State, and but the 2 weeks after that, they've dismantled teams that they should, but they're dismantling them. And I can't say that for the other squads. So, yes, right now, if you ask me who the best team in college football is, and I don't know if I would have said this after Ohio State, but right now, I would say that Oregon's the best team in the country. So why wouldn't they be favored?
Well, I think it's two different things. The best team, well, I guess maybe it isn't. It's, you know, the best team probably should be favored, but I think some people think that Georgia is the best team.
Sure.
And I may go down that road. I think it's close, but if you had me put odds on who I think will win, I would probably go Georgia slightly over Oregon, only because of the pedigree. I mean, they just, they've won it multiple times.
You trust them.
And I also think that it benefits Ohio State to get Oregon again, having seen them once. Yeah. I think that helps them if they're able to get healthy. So I think Oregon, Ohio State about the same. Maybe Georgia a slight favorite. I actually am one to think that Georgia is still the best team in the country, but Oregon's looking awfully good. Yeah. So it's hard to, I mean, it's not like a knock on Oregon. It's just a lot of respect for Georgia.
Moving over to the SEC, a big matchup between Texas A&M and LSU over the weekend. The Aggies with the comeback win, and Mike Elko a little spicy in the postgame.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's the way we talk to the young people. I think the things that we talk about, the messaging, how we bring really good people into the building. We talk about doing things together. We talk about culture, and everyone talks about it, but then we go out and we live it every day. And I think we back up our actions. We're very honest. We're very open. And this is a real program. It's not fake. It's not a politician running this program, talking fast and BSing everybody. This is a real program. And for all the recruits out there, this is a real place. And if you want to be really good at football, this is a really good place to be.
Shots fired. Getting spicy.
So I don't even entirely understand whether he's throwing shots at Brian Kelly specifically or other programs in the state.
He's talking about Jimbo.
Oh, he's talking about Jimbo.
Yeah, he's talking about Jimbo Fisher. Well, this isn't Brian Kelly. That's about Jimbo.
Buy or sell, we need a bigger microscope on Coach Beef within the college football landscape.
Yeah. I love Coach Beef.
Yeah, it's fun.
And you know there's a lot of it that we don't know about.
Exactly.
I wish
we had, I mean, there are enough insiders and, like, message boards aren't reliable. I want, like, real I don't know. I want like Real Housewives style reporting on this.
Yeah, apparently Elko's got some beef, and I guess there's been some back and forth and with the way Jimbo was dismissed, and he took some shots at Elko coming in, and you know, and look, Jimbo's been exposed a little bit. You know, minus the, you know, outside of Jameis Winston, Jimbo has never done much of anything. So you know, apparently he felt the need to take some shots back. So I'm all about it. That's why I love Lane Kiffin. Even Harbaugh to an extent. I like when coaches are willing to mix it up and talk some mess. So, yes, let's get some more coach beef going.
What an exciting time.
Where's Jimbo Fisher now? Is he just sitting on the sideline?
Sitting on the sideline. He needs $72 million to go away.
Is that all?
It could have been a lot more.
They gave him $72 million to not coach.
It's pretty incredible, isn't it?
And don't know if he ever resurfaces again.
What am I buying? Or selling?
That we need a bigger microscope on college football coach beef.
Oh my God, yes. Take a page out of the NBA's book.
Yes!
Get them all on social media. Yeah, they're all petty and they all hate each other. And they're all thin-skinned. Yeah. Get on social media, start taking shots at each other. Come on, Lanning.
Laner's doing it. Come on.
That's right.
Join the Lane train.
And then finally to land over Maryland for the what they're now calling the Hail Maryland. This is what it sounded like, though, on Chicago radio.
Uh-oh.
To the left, McLaren. And that's where Jaden Daniels is eyeballing. Jaden Daniels sifting back, being pressured. Jaden Daniels hemmed into the pocket, looking for blockers, looking for something. He's got plenty of time. Launches deep pass into the area of the end zone.
He caught it!
And it's caught by Noah Brown. He was the tip man. And this place is now gone into bedlam mode. Washington with the miracle finish. The breakup pass into the waiting arms of Noah Brown. Nobody back there. Crushing loss. 18-15 Washington. Hail Mary. 2 seconds left. Or as they like to say here, Hail Washington. That is the gut punch of gut punches.
Mm. Buy or sell that'll go down as the greatest regular season blunder of the year.
Yeah, you won't find a worse one than that. I mean,
Jets might have something to say about that.
Dude, the game was won.
Watch the Jets?
It was. That's a whole other thing.
Actually, I have
a
stat.
They're like an even money next week against the Texans, which I don't understand.
I have a stat on the Jets. I want to disseminate it to you here.
Okay.
And it is that. In previous games so this is since 1940.
Okay.
I saw this stat.
The Jets scored 20 or more points. They did not turn the ball over, and they held their opponent to 250 yards or less. Since 1940, there have been 756 teams do that. They were 756-0.
Well, to be fair,
and the Jets lost.
Hey, none of those teams had to battle the juggernaut that was the Jacoby Brissett-led New England
Patriots.
I mean,
come on!
How many of those were against Jacoby Brissett? Huh?
Unbelievable.
Aaron Rodgers is a little bitch. And then after the game, he tried to do his stupid darkness thing again. Let me just say that the Jets falling on their ass is the best thing that's happened all year in the NFL. It's hilarious.
It is great.
I love it. Yes, there
they're
will
their
not,
own darkness retreat.
There will not be a worse moment to end a game than a dumbass turning his back to the stands, then finding out that the play was still going on by the fans telling him, and then him running out of position, jumping up, tipping the Hail Mary to the guy that he was supposed to be covering. I'm sorry. That's as bad as it gets.
Bonus buy or sell. Linking up with Dave Bartu, Rob could sell his Hail Mary coaching services as a consultant.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
It is great that all of us were thinking the exact same thing. The moment I saw that
Rob would have had this buttoned
up. My first thought was there's no way Rob would allow
wouldn't
that.
Let
That's
it
right. It's not hard.
I don't think it is.
It's just not hard. God. What am I can never remember. What am I buying or selling?
That'll be the worst blunder in the NFL.
Yes. Worst blunder of the season.
And look, the NFL, they find new and fun ways to lose all the time.
Yep.
But that's going to be tough to top right there.
It's an all-time.
So many levels. There's your Stock Watch each Monday brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is next. They are burning the ballots. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.